Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
A very happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to The Early Edge. We have a loaded show for you today. We've got some NBA picks, a lot of NBA props, some NHL pick, which I know you have been wanting. Bradley Jacobs has a soccer pick in the chat for you, but we're bringing it with some NCAA and some NIT stuff for you as well. And of course, we've got soccer. So ladies and gentlemen, before I bring in the stars of the show, let's remember it's Tuesday. So Tuesday night, tonight at 7 o'clock, we've got the early wedge and it's for the Valspar Championship. It'll be me, it'll be Eric Cohen and Patrick McDonald. And no worries, because Scotty Scheffler, he's not in this one, so we don't have to worry about a plus 550 taking this one down. But speaking of plus 550, let's take a look at who we have on the show today, because we've got some stars with some picks. And I want to start with, because Griffin, you haven't been on the show in a little bit. I don't know. So I know you, obviously you're an NHL guy. Do you fill out brackets as well?
Oh, Mike, I've been taking in way too much information about college basketball. I've already second and third guessed myself. I have brackets printed out right over there. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I love this time of year so much.
Well, I love that, by the way. And for the record, I know we're all a part of that Early Edge Bracket Challenge, which we're going to promote if you're not already in it in a second. But Zach Simony, let me go to you real quick. Do you already have your bracket filled out, or do you wait till the last minute? Because I know you're the pro here.
I do it first, and then I'll start assessing the lines. I don't want to look at it again. I won't even know what, by the second round, I won't even know who I had, besides who I picked to win it, which I picked.
Yeah, absolutely. Cougars, hey,
I won't look at it again. I think it messes with your mindset.
Fair enough. You know, Mikey B, I didn't give you the credit you deserved here. And Buckets, I'm going to go to you. We got to get to your soccer pick. Did I forget to bring up the recap screen? Let's bring up the recap screen real quick. I think it was so forgettable because I'm the only one who lost here. Prop Stars 2-0. And I was talking about you, Mikey B, because we're talking NBA props today. And Prop Stars, of course, goes 2-0 like he usually does. Buckets, you hit your pick. If you all saw the Warriors-Knicks game, by the way, I mean, the Knicks made absolutely everything. McBride had 29. Jalen Brunson had his regular great day. OG Anunoby wasn't even in that game. And still, the Knicks prevailed. They were really, really good last night. Golden State played well. The Knicks just played that much better. All right. Buckets, let's get it started with some picks. Sorry about the recap screen, everyone. 3-1. I should have led with that, obviously. Buckets, we've got a soccer pick today from you. You've got the floor.
We absolutely do. And Sia, don't worry about your miss yesterday. Nobody was watching the Warriors game. Everybody was watching Sportivo Ameliano taking on Sol de America, Elisa, last night, tailing that one. So it is all good, brother. Let's go into some more soccer, because we are an international break still, but that really doesn't matter for us here in the Early Edge fan, because we have cappers that know how to cap every single country, every single competition. I don't mind that we're on break, because it allows us to bet on things like the Women's Champions League quarterfinal taking place at 4 p.m. this afternoon. I'm looking at the matchup between Benfica Lisbon hosting Olympic Lyon, and I'm looking at a very tasty line here. It's going to be both teams to score at plus 110, and frankly, plus 110 is wrong. It's incorrect. I would have played this at minus 130, minus 140, because I understand how good this Lyon side is. They are heavy favorites not only to win this tie, but potentially win the whole competition. But Lyon is leaky defensively. They've seen both teams to score hit now in 6 of their last 7 matches across all competitions. And this Benfica side, specifically when they play at home, are untouchable. They are on a 17-game unbeaten streak, and they have scored 2+ goals in 7 matches straight when playing at home. Lyon still might win, but this is a game that could be 4-2, 5-2, 4-3. We could see a really crazy game. So BTTS being +110 for me is frankly a must-play line here.
Wow, a must-play line. Love the plus money as well, Buckets. And by the way, there's some questions in the chat. Oh, also, hit the like button if you wouldn't mind. BB asks, when is your article coming out, Sia? So that's my golf article. So I write that in 2 parts. The first part should be coming out within the hour. I've got a couple of outrights that I picked. And then later on tonight, probably much later tonight in the evening hours, I will have my picks. And that'll probably be after the early wedge. I'll have my head-to-head matchups, my top 20s, top 40s, first-round leaders, outrights, things of that nature. Buckets, before I move on to my NIT pick, anything arrive in the mail? Have you visited the P.O. box in the last 24 hours?
I have actually not. I'm a little bit intimidated too because I got a call from the post office saying that something arrived that had a live animal tag on it. And frankly, I don't want to open anything with a live animal because I am petrified of bugs. So I'm kind of waiting that one out a little bit. I should go today just to double check, but little, I guess, disclaimer, don't send me anything that's alive. Seems like a pretty obvious one to me, but hey, to each their own.
Well, I hope that's a joke that somebody was playing and just put the sticker on the box there. I see Mikey B kind of shaking his head. By the way, Maestro is in the chat. Absolutely love to see that. Ask him any questions you want. I see you, Moshi. I see you, Bradley Jacobs. You've probably put your pick already in the chat. I see you, Nick Castrucci. Everybody, if you, Chris Kish, Eric David, if you haven't hit the like button, please do it now, I guess. And by the way, if you want to take Bucket's bet or the bet that I'm about to put out, well, new BetMGM customers can sign up today and get $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we got to get to my NIT pick. We got to get to some NHL picks and, of course, NBA props with Zach Simony and Mikey B. But before we do that, one quick message from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mark Hood says, Bucket's P.O. box is either the best or the worst thing he's ever done, and there's no in-between. I think that is an appropriate analysis, and we got to stay tuned, right? I'm going to be doing P.O. box checks pretty much every show, or at least every time you visit the site of where that P.O. box is. All right, speaking of visiting sites, we've got LSU being on site. They're -2.5, and I like this play quite a bit. So LSU -2.5 here. Now, they're at home. LSU has been playing some really good ball. They play North Texas. Now, North Texas won the NIT last year, so they certainly have some really solid experience when it comes to the NIT. But what I don't like about North Texas, first of all, they play decent defense. They shoot a lot of three-pointers, but I don't like this matchup against LSU. Now, both of these teams played each other in November. That was a long time ago, so I don't really read too much into that. But LSU did win that game by 4 points. The thing is, this LSU team right here, right now, is a lot better than that LSU team. And it's partly because Matt McMahon, their head coach, really has been tinkering with this lineup quite a bit, tinkering with the rotations. And what he's done over the last, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks is put together a team that I think he's super comfortable with. And what is that manifested into? It's manifested into wins over Kentucky, wins over South Carolina. That's not nothing. These are serious teams that are in the NCAA tournament. Now, there's some losses in between there, too. But overall, they really finished their season really well from a win-loss standpoint. And I think they're just going to be too much for this North Texas team. They jack up a lot of threes. I'm talking about North Texas. They play good defense, but I think LSU will be too much inside and outside and from a talent perspective. And by the way, I will say this. These big programs, we're never really sure if they're going to be super into the NIT tournament, especially ones that were like on the bubble. Some of those have declined, like Oklahoma, Pitt declined their NIT invitation. This LSU team is not that. They're a big program, but this was a very, very bad team last year. Really improved this year, a lot of momentum, and Matt McMahon is on record just in the last few days saying he's taking this NIT tournament seriously. So in spite of the fact that North Texas is a good team and won the NIT last year, I think LSU is properly motivated and is the better team. Buckets, go ahead.
Quick question, and I'm going to pretend like this is someone from the chat so it's not as embarrassing for me. What is the NIT for those that have no idea what you're talking about right now in the chat?
It's a fair question. There might be people in the chat that don't. So if you didn't get a bid to the NCAA tournament, you can get a bid to the NIT tournament. It's basically like the consolation tournament, like in soccer where there's a consolation bracket. Okay. This is the consolation tournament.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's still a trophy. There's still an NIT champion, but in the scheme of things, it doesn't mean much, but it does give these college players extra time, extra games to play, maybe prepare for next season, or maybe put on some tape for pro scouts, things of that nature. But a lot of the smaller schools take these games a little more seriously because they don't get the TV attention that the NIT provides. So we have the NIT that will coexist with the NCAA tournament.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
It's a good thing that Tim Doyle didn't hear that question.
Why? Oh,
because he's got the NIT ring. He's a champion.
That's right. He's got the NIT from Northwestern, right? He won it at Northwestern.
I think
good call, Mikey B. All right, Tim will be on the show tomorrow. We won't tell him that.
Don't bring this up. I won't.
Buckets asked that question. All right, we got to bring some NHL up. So, Griffin, we've got about a month left in the regular season here, and then it's going to be hockey time. And much like the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs last a pretty long time, and they're pretty exciting. In my opinion, NHL is one of those leagues where anything can happen. Sometimes in the playoffs, you kind of know who's going to win. Sometimes in the NBA, you kind of know what matchup, who's going to prevail. It's just a matter of how many games. You don't know that in the NHL. So I'm really excited as we approach playoff time. I'm a Capitals fan. They're kind of on the fringe of potentially making the Eastern Conference playoff scenario here. But you've got a pick on a team total, and you've got a NHL prop here. So you've got the floor, Griffin.
Yeah, NHL playoffs really are the best also. And one of these teams has definitely got to be considered a Stanley Cup favorite at this point. That being Carolina Hurricanes, over 3.5 goals at +116. Really like this price we're getting on the Canes to keep it rolling. They're starting to figure things out here post-trade deadline. You know, a couple weeks ago they added Jake Gensel was the key piece. Kuznetsov was also a really important forward they've added. And now here we are, 3 games. They've got a 4-0 win over Florida, 5-4 win in Toronto, and then they thrashed Ottawa on Sunday, 7-2. So I'm loving this price here. The chemistry is clearly building. Gensel's getting a ton of awesome looks. Kuznetsov had a big game Sunday. And the Isles are starting to slip again. They've lost 4 straight. They've let up 4 or more in 3 straight. Their home penalty kill is just atrocious. So there's a pretty big power play edge here that I think is going to help the cause. And the Canes have hit 4 in all 3 meetings this year. So loving them. And I do like Gensel to score also. He's just getting some awesome looks. Off of that, I know I got a goal bet here. Philip Forsberg to score at +120. Goal props have probably been the kindest to me, actually, over the last week. And yeah, you mentioned NHL season's winding down. We only got a couple more weeks here where we can bet against the Sharks. So do not take these nights for granted when San Jose the ice. I'm going to really miss betting against this team. And I just think Forsberg goal is a good direction to go here, especially the team total is about, I think, -170 right now for the Preds to hit 4. You know, when I'm considering a goal, I go into a game with the belief that a team is going to score. I'm looking at the last couple games on a location. So last five games, 5v5 numbers. That's where the majority of the game is going to be played. Even strength 5v5. Forsberg just tops the team in everything. He's shooting like crazy, which is awesome. But what I really like to see is he leads the team in expected goals and high danger chances, which basically aims to quantify the quality of a guy's looks. So not only is he shooting the puck a ton, which is always going to help a goal, but the looks he's getting are just, they're high quality. He should be scoring, and he is. So in a smash spot like this, I really like plus 120. He had a hat trick last time he played at home. He's got five goals, last four at home. He scored in two of his last three against the Sharks. And San Jose's just been getting obliterated by top lines on this road trip. They've let up nine goals to top lines in the last four on the road. So I love Forsberg. I love his shots also, but his goal plus 120, I went right to this morning.
By the way, did you say there's a stat? I might have misheard you. High danger something?
High danger chances, yeah. That's what I'm – ideally, I love to find a guy who has not scored in a while and he's getting a ton of high danger chances because due, that might be a gambling myth, but in hockey, I think being due is very real. So I love when it's a zero goal and, like, he leads the team in high danger chances. But, yeah, it's just a guy – it's usually probably by the net getting a ton of good looks and the goalie's making a lot of saves on him.
Wow. Anytime you're going to give out a high danger stat, I am totally in. I'm also in on sports line picks, which I gotta be honest, on the early edge, the sports line picks that we've given out have been pretty good. I mean, we've been giving them out really one or two picks pretty much almost every show for the last couple of months, I would say, or at least the last 4 or 5 weeks. They've been hitting pretty good. So let's see if we can keep that up. We've got two, and they involve the play-in games here. We got Howard -3, -110 versus Wagner. This is a 6:40 Eastern Standard Time start. By the way, my pick is a 7 o'clock start. I wanted to mention that. But this Howard pick, -3, 6:40 Eastern Standard Time. And then we go over to the next one, Colorado State, Virginia. Oh, you're not going to like this. We're taking the over in a UVA game, 120 and a half. I mean, I see Zach laughing. I kind of want to get your response. Zach, do you subscribe to the theory that at a certain point, and of course, we're taking the over 120 and a half for the podcast listeners, at a certain point, the total becomes so low, you feel compelled to take it almost regardless. They're like, are you ever in that camp?
I am, but not in the scenario of March Madness, because you know those late foul situations are going to come into play. And Tony Bennett and this Virginia team, I think they have something to prove. It was almost going to be a play for me on Virginia's side. So going to be an interesting game because I follow the Mountain West closely. And, of course, ACC being from Syracuse as well.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. All right, we got to get to Mikey B's pick. And, Zach, we got to get to your pick as well. Before we do that, let's hear one more quick break from our partners.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, being part of the madness. Let's all be a part of the madness here. We've got our Early Edge Bracket Challenge. Use the info you get on this show and on the special shows, one of which we just did yesterday, and do the Early Bracket Challenge. Again, compete against our cappers for prizes and bragging rights. Link for the bracket pool is in the description. First place takes home a year subscription to Sportsline. See terms and conditions for offer details. That's going to be exciting. We have a lot of people signed up for that. And I'm all about, listen, the year to Sportsline is awesome. First of all of you should already be members, right? And you know about going to sportsline.com/join promo code winners. But honestly, the bragging rights, like, if, you know, this is bracket season. Like, you know, Griffin, you're immersing yourself in it. you don't have, like, the experts sometimes finish towards the bottom. You know, this is one of those things where there's a lot of randomness with March Madness. So if you're like, well, you know, I'm just not really into college basketball. I'm more of a soccer guy. I'm here for Buckets picks, or I'm more of an NBA guy. I'm here for Mikey B's picks, or I'm NHL. I'm here for Griffin's picks. Do the college basketball thing. You'll see. It'll be very interesting to see where you all end up. It might be better than you think. All right, Mikey B. I've kept you quiet long enough. We've got a couple of NBA props we need to discuss. So finally, sir, you have the floor.
All right. First up, we're going to do Victor Wembanyama over 23.5 points. Now, this might seem like a high number for him. He's averaging 20.8 points per game for the season, but he scored 33 points against the Nets on Sunday. He scored at least 27 points in 4 of his last 7 games. Great matchup here against the Mavericks. They've played at the 9th fastest pace. They have the 10th worst defensive rating in the league. The last time he faced them, he only played 27 minutes, but he scored 26 points. So we're going to take the over on 23.5 points for Victor Wembanyama. And then we're going to go with Jabari Smith Jr. over 14.5 points. Now, he's moved over to the starting center spot since Alperen Şengün went down. Over the last 3 games since Şengün went down, Smith has scored at least 15 points in all 3 of them. That included when he scored 16 points in just 26 minutes against the Wizards. The Wizards have played at the fastest pace in the league. They have the worst defensive rating. So an expanded role against a terrible defensive team, we're going to do Jabari Smith Jr. over 14.5 points.
All right. 2 great props. The chat is really going off here. Somebody said, I think it was Snug the Cat, said, please God, let Buckets have the first perfect bracket ever. Buckets, can I confirm that you're going to fill out a bracket for this contest?
I already have, Sia.
Oh, wow. Do you want to give out maybe some secrets? Who's your winner, or you don't want to give that out?
I won't give out my winner, but if you can see in my title right below my name, I've got UAB going to the Final Four. I think that's probably one of my bigger, you know, upsets there, maybe. A lot of research went into that. I don't have time to explain all that research at the moment, but just know that it was very well done to get that.
Yes, I'm sure it was very, very well thought out. I absolutely love that you have UAB going far. All right. Zach, you do a lot of research as well for your picks. You've been great both in the NBA and college basketball. You've got an NBA pick today. You've got the floor.
Hey, that UAB selection, I might have to take their team total under. It might be the lowest of the tournament against San Diego State, but I'm going to go Denver Nuggets -7 today against the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is a spread you typically don't see, especially with a team on. This is the end of their 4-game road trip for the Denver Nuggets. We saw them have their 5-game winning streak snapped on Sunday against the Dallas Mavericks. It was a weird time slot that you're going to have being on Sundays in the NBA, that early time slot, back to their normal routines. And this is a revenge spot as well. They played one matchup against the Timberwolves earlier in the season, lost 110-89, one of their worst losses of the season. You examine the Timberwolves, we know they don't have Karl Anthony Towns. Rudy Gobert missed yesterday's game, and not having that size affected them against the Utah Jazz. Really was a game that they didn't take control over until the fourth quarter. And this is also their 3rd game in 4 nights, so it'll be interesting to see how many minutes they play Anthony Edwards, if he plays at all. And you look at the last time they were in a back-to-back spot, it was a flat spot against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They were undermanned that night. They lost 113-104. Those 104 points included going into overtime. This is Denver Nuggets team post All-Star break, 11-2. They have not lost consecutive games. I'll back them -7.
A show of hands on the show. Did you see the Anthony Edwards dunk last night over Collins? Okay, everybody saw it. If you haven't seen it in the chat, just go to Twitter and you know, just type in Anthony Edwards. It'll be the first thing that comes up. That was really impressive. Can I ask you this, Zach? No, Mikey B, go ahead.
Also, look at the Jalen Johnson dunk over Austin Reeves. He just about cleared him. So look at that one, too, when you're looking for your dunks.
Oh, very interesting. I actually think I caught that. That was in the first half, right? I was focused on that Golden State game, and I kind of like barely caught the end of it. I didn't see the front end of that dunk.
Very interesting. It was the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Break 2-0.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's right. Mikey B, let me ask you something. Did Anthony Edwards actually dunk that ball? In other words, did his fingers or hand land on the rim? If not, is that a real dunk?
Don't be nitpicking here. Take a look at some of Blake Griffin's most famous dunks. Some of them were questionable.
They're like,
we're
going
to go with the hype here. It's okay. It's a throwdown. Let's just call it a throwdown. How about that?
Okay, it is a throwdown. Zach, any opinion on the famous dunks where the player doesn't actually touch the rim because he's just inches or millimeters away from it and he throws it down? Is that a real dunk?
I'm not nitpicking.
I'd say it's a real dunk. It's more about the it's more about clearing the other player. So when you see him sky high over opposing players, it's like, it doesn't matter what happens. He got over the player and put it in the hoop. So
I'm yeah, that's with it. That's fair enough. And by the way, Mark Buchholz says, I can't wait. I'm paraphrasing. He says, I can't wait for my bracket to be in shambles within 30 minutes of Thursday games tipping off. I mean, I think that's everybody's experience to a small degree. So you just hope that some of your final fours kind of last through the weekend. And if that's the case, you're probably in better shape than you think. It reminds me of PGA DFS when, you know, you've got a player that starts out like plus three on the front nine and you think your week is over. Sometimes it actually isn't over. Speaking of, do not forget the early wedge tonight at 7 o'clock. Again, that's me, Eric Cohen, and Patrick McDonald. We'll be talking all things Valspar Championship. Let's take a look at the recap screen. All right. We've got buckets. Benfica, Lyon, both teams to score at plus 110. And this is in the this is a women's game, correct, Buckets?
Correct. Women's Champions League.
Women's Champions League. So for those of you that joined us late, just know that. I've got LSU tonight in the NIT against North Texas, minus 2.5 at minus 110. Griffin Carroll, Hurricanes, team total over 3.5 at plus money. And Philippe Forsberg goal at plus 120. Griffin always giving us, or you at least a lot of times giving us the plus money plays. Mikey B, Victor Wembanyama over 23.5 points at minus 127. Jabari Smith Jr. over 14.5 points at minus 125. Zach Simmons on the Nuggets, minus 7. And the sports line picks, this is tonight, folks. Howard at 6:40 tonight, minus 3. And we've got an over in a UVA game. This will be interesting. Virginia, Colorado State over 120.5 at minus 110. Ladies and gentlemen, what a great show. We had a good day yesterday going 3-1. We've got more picks today, so hopefully we'll have an even better day with more wins on the board. We've got the early wedge tonight. You got Inside the Lines at 5 o'clock. In your feed right now is the special we did, the tournament special we did yesterday at 3 o'clock. We've got a lot of those kind of coming down the pipeline. And by the way, there was somebody, I think it was Josh Davis, asked, hey, do we have any MLB picks? For those of you that don't know, the Dodgers and Padres play tomorrow. It starts at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. That's 6:05 in the morning, by the way, not in the evening. That one is in Seoul, Korea. I mean, I'll check with A-Mags and Matt Snyder, the sniper, to see if maybe there's some picks out there. Maybe they've got some articles written, or maybe they'll tweet something out. Real opening day is next week. But Josh, that's a good call out, because it wouldn't be terrible to have maybe some props or some picks for tomorrow early morning, the tomorrow early morning game. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a great show. On behalf of Zach Simony, on behalf of Buckets, Griffin Carroll, Mikey B, and Jake the Snake, on the ones, the twos, and the threes, and the fours. This is The Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.